Hello again. It's Pastor Bob on this 16th day of Lent. It's a Saturday. And we've been walking for 16 days. And here is where we are, right here on this Saturday. Today's Lenten daily devotion is called the 41st day. The 41st day. We're going to begin with Scripture. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Luke 4, 1 through 13. This is Jesus' time in the wilderness, right? Immediately after baptism, immediately before public ministry. There's these 40 days. Let's listen to the word. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put your Lord, your God, to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. May God bless the reading and hearing of the gospel word. Here's our devotion today from John Pavlovitz. The gospel writer Luke describes Jesus as being tested in the wilderness for 40 days before his public ministry. 40 days of loneliness, of hunger, of vulnerability. The Old Testament tells us that for 40 years, the Israelites wandered in search of a promised land of abundance, rest, and safety. There are many parallels in these in-between journeys, yet where the former knew the duration of the challenge ahead before beginning, the latter did not. I imagine that made a huge difference. The wilderness seasons of our lives rarely come with expiration dates in advance. They usually don't tell us beforehand, or even as we are enduring them, that they are finite, that our suffering is perishable and temporary, and that the victory is ultimately in outlasting them, in waiting on a change of circumstance. If the difficult journeys did come with such disclaimers, weathering them might be a bit easier. We could simply count the days and be certain relief was coming. The big lie that depression and grief and fear all tell us is a similar one. That this terrible present is now our permanent default condition. That we will always feel the way we feel today. They fool us into believing there will not be a 41st day or a 41st year. But that is untrue. The wilderness experiences of Jesus and of the Israelites remind us that our moments of testing never have the last word. Somewhere on the horizon, there always exists a day when we step out of the struggle and the wandering and into a milk and honey space, where the clarity that seems elusive right now does indeed arrive. It doesn't take away the severity of the current pain, but it does reassure us that it will not be permanent. Be encouraged in the waiting. Your 41st day is coming.